We have about 5 minutes for some questions directed at our four speakers before we break into discussion group. So, any burning questions?
Is there a risk that you produce technology and that is pushed onto the health services and you have unnecessary technology applied? That's why I think some of the questions and the need needs to come from the NHS, from the health services and from patients. And they need to articulate what it is they actually want. And in a way, that should drive what, so there's a bit of a pull. But equally, sometimes you can get some really completely different approaches to doing things from the technology itself. So you can have a push from here. So we need a balance of both. So sometimes you get, and an example of that is the disruptive technology you've just heard just now. Or in fact, all these three that you heard are examples where it's not something, if you get a group of clinicians in the room, and I'm wait to hear if anyone wants, it'll be unlikely they will come up and say, I want this particular technology. What they might do is tell you what their problems are. So I think that the solution is to have engagement from the health practitioners and health professionals early on rather than too late in the day.
The one thing I find most disturbing is the reduction in continuity of personal contact in medical care. And all of these particular sciences and products and machines and interpretations of intervention take the care away from individual teams of personnel like yourselves, people who work in teams regularly together every day and watch and supervise and perceive creativity and therefore outcome. Patients feel like products that are being processed. And I worry that these products will make them feel yet more processed in their 5-minute quadrant schedule of attention span. How can you avoid, alter, improve, exchange that negative and anxious circumstance for patients today?
The reality is that the demand for healthcare is huge, and there is simply not going to be enough professionals about in this country, and even in the most developed economy in the world, cannot afford as many professionals as there will be demand, simply because of the fact that there is more aging, there's more disease in terms of diabetes, cancers, things like that. So what we are actually seeking are better technologies, not to replace the personal care, but to actually make it more effective. So to give you an example, a lot of people will take, and there are medical directors in the audience and all that who would say, a lot of people will turn up to casualty because they're anxious, they've got a particular condition. And what is really helpful is to be able to have some technology that will help you identify, okay, this person has got this particular problem or a serious problem. They need to go through a different route. And versus someone who may have a problem, but it's not a life-threatening or serious problem, but it's something that needs to be handled in a different way and perhaps not in that particular place. So what technology is there to do is to actually work, it's to be used with the professionals, by professionals to deliver better healthcare. It's not meant to reduce the time. Because I'm an endocrinologist myself, and with diabetes, for example, we have 32,000 patients with diabetes in Warwickshire. If you then count the total number of professionals we have, that's only a small fraction of that. And we cannot actually provide as much contact as we would like to, no matter how hard we try. So one of the things we have to rely on is for technology to help direct us so that we can use our time more effectively.
Are these examples of our strength, or are these illustrations of possibilities? If these are examples of our strength and we want to focus on that, then I'll go back and think, well, can we smell schizophrenia because we are good at smell? If these are examples of what we might be able to do, then I have to go back and say, well, this is speculative. Let's go and try this. It may result in something or it may not. In which case do we have the luxury and some resource to go on that speculative journey?
I think it's really a mix of both, to be honest. It's very narrow in some respects. These are areas where we have some strength. but at the same time, it's basically showing you this is what's possible if you go down the road of multidisciplinarity, people working together. So I think really it should be a bit of both, from my perspective anyway.
Can I add a minute? We discussed this just before we came to this particular board. No, this is not a comprehensive, or this is not actually articulating what is best at Warwick. You know, we picked three areas, and they are excellent, but there is, and many of you are in the room, there is a lot of other really excellent research we do, but we can't have all of them on the stage today doing presentations. But I think what they're meant to illustrate are opportunities for wider collaboration and working together in order to get these things onto the for the benefit of patient care. And I think the sort of questions you're asking is something you can ask, but maybe on a wider spectrum, not just these particular areas. But and for today's theme, we selected technology deliberately because science and technology is so vast. So underpinning science is something we thought for a gathering like this, we thought this is perhaps a more suitable thing to talk about.
Taking that as an organization and linking it with some other funding body apart from grants and government bodies that could take forward this sort of technology and deliver your idea of a chip that could do something in Africa or whatever to detect bacteria instead of expensive labs or whatever, you really got your concept. And I just wonder if we spend too little time really on that bit and a lot too much time looking at our navels inventing the new concepts which give us great oof and we get ref papers, etc. for.
I think that's going to be the focus of the next session, which is actually appropriately titled Healthcare and Resource Poor Settings. The idea, intention was to do exactly what you suggested, which is to discuss how we can apply these. And as James pointed out, one of the things that we are trying to aim to do is to make these accessible. And that's one of the reasons why you have a GPP, to actually then engage with external funders to do exactly that.